just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Just like in real life, there are too many rules to fit into one discussion. Disney's got more rules for you.
Especially with all of our debating, right? Yeah, completely true. And the good ones are like the top 10. So we got through the first 10 of 20, and now we're doing 1 through 10.
Right. For those of you who might have forgot since the last podcast, we are doing 20 insane, intense.
Crazy, insane rules. Oh my God, rules.
It's gonna
number
blow
four
your
is
mind.
Gonna blow your mind.
Ah, look out. rules that you agree to when you go on to a Disney property, and we're at number 10.
Right, and that's if you can get in with some of these rules, because most of these, they'll stop you at the gate.
Ooh!
Right.
Get on out of here.
Yeah, but so number 10, no toy weapons can be brought in, even as part of a costume.
Yeah, that's, again, a pretty obvious one.
You would think so. On maybe on, obviously, like the Halloween nights.
Yeah.
You would think that you could totally come in as Woody and have a gun. Does Woody have a gun?
Woody does not have a gun.
Oh, no gun Woody.
No.
Poor cowboy.
But
what about your laser pointer?
I'm...
Buzz.
What I'm really interested in, though, is that they sell lightsabers at all the parks now.
Mm.
So do those count as a weapon? Are they going to let you walk around with those? I assume they do. Or do they send those to... I've never purchased a lightsaber, so I don't know how that works out.
And they do have things like if you buy the glass in the parks, they don't allow you to carry that throughout the parks. They ship it to the front desk or pick it up.
If you buy like a snow globe or if you buy glassware or something like that.
If you buy a coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a friend that buys lots of
mugs around.
Yeah. Do they inside the park?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think that might be right. We'll have to ask.
Yeah. Either way, no weapons.
Or glass.
Is that part of this one?
No, I just made it up.
Oh. No weapons, that means no swords, no guns, no wood chippers. I don't know what else you're going to walk around
wood
with.
Wood chippers.
It's a Could dangerous weapon.
Yeah. Number 9, certain backpacks are prohibited. They do need to be a certain size.
Oh, okay. So you can't wear like one of those hiking backpacks with
that's a good bedroll
on top
with the metal brace and stuff,
so you could camp out at Disney if they close you in.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun, camping in a park.
Ooh,
I would do it.
I would totally do it if it was legal.
Yeah.
And see, Disney, here's how you'll get me. I don't want your after hours parties. I just want you to close the gates and I'm stuck in there all night.
Oh.
No, I don't know if I want to do that either. It seems very uncomfortable.
That'd get you in a lot of... It'd be fun for a competition or something, though.
Oh, there you go.
If you make it all night, you get a sticker.
A whole sticker?
Scratch a sniff, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to be a volunteer at the zoo, and they made us spend the night. We already talked about that, right?
No,
that I slept overnight at the zoo.
What? Did you sleep in the reptile house?
Where no, it was the funniest sleeping? Thing. We actually slept. So at the zoo, there's like the glass monkey cages and stuff, you know? So you'd walk in
you
there.
You slept in a monkey cage?
That's where the girls slept, was inside the monkey. I don't remember where I slept now that I think about it. But that was hilarious because when they woke up, all of the monkeys were like staring at the people. Like, what are all these people doing sitting in it? And then it scared the girls. So they screamed and that made all the other girls scream. And that made the monkeys freak out and run all over the place because they spent the night in the zoo. So
this is a weird story. I don't imagine that would be very fun to actually do. I'm not a big camper though, so maybe that's the difference. But
I would say that this is why Disney only sells small little backpacks inside the park, is because the big ones apparently are outlawed.
Those aren't even real backpacks. Those are like those are a clutch with straps on it. Like, it's ridiculous.
And they do allow the backpacks to be pretty big, 24 by 15 by 18, which is a pretty big backpack, because we've seen big ones too.
A small child in there.
And we've seen people with that, like waters and all kinds of things hanging out.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. But we've recently discovered that days without backpacks are much better.
Much better.
So, yeah. So
I don't feel quite as old at the end of the day if I don't have a backpack.
Right.
Because if you carry around a bag too much during the day, especially when I carry like the side bags, one shoulder gets all the weight. And so you feel like
bags all creaky
Quasimodo on one side, you know?
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So you can use the small ones that they sell there, but don't bring the big ones. They're
don't
not
bring
allowed. Number 8, no bringing in flags.
Flags.
Right.
It's awfully specific. I mean, yes, I can see somewhat how that could be inflammatory.
Nothing good comes from a flag, right?
To be fair, Disney only has one real American flag in most of their parks anyway.
Absolutely true.
So they don't want you bringing in your own either.
Well, and if you allow flags, then, I mean, what are you going to do with a flag at Disney, though? Really? Like, what are you going to do? And then most of them nowadays are, like, sports related and different things like that.
Oh, all right.
And so you're like, oh, well, then there's going to be all this sports rivalry going on and stuff, too. And
yeah.
And again, what are you going to do with a flag? You can't.
Wear it? Yeah. March around with it? What are you going to do
with that? Wear the cape? Yeah, what if you did that, if that's... They allowed it at sports games. But
as long as
it
doesn't drag on the ground, you can wear it as a coat.
Turn it into a coat. And that is a good point, though. All the flags there only have 48 stars, not 50.
Yeah.
So they don't have to take them down to brainstorms, which is great. Yeah. Number 7, absolutely no selfie sticks.
Now, this one I thought was funny. The first time I started seeing the signs up for this.
They were really serious about
they
it,
They were
too.
Very serious about this. It used to be no selfie sticks on rides. I remember walking up to Thunder Mountain and seeing the sign that says no selfie sticks allowed. And I was like, that's an odd place to have a sign. But it totally makes sense that you have a bunch of people on a ride. You don't want people with things extending out off of the ride.
Right.
To take pictures of themselves.
I can only imagine what a selfie stick in Space Mountain would do.
And the problem is it's not even just you. If it gets smacked, it could fly to the people behind you.
Uh-huh.
If, you know, it gets jammed into you or
something. Oh, my gosh.
All sorts of terrible things could happen. So I understand no selfie sticks on rides specifically. But around the park, I think it's just a nuisance for people.
Partially, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. And we've seen what is it called? The ones where you can put the phone on there and then you can move it around. It's like...
But you're just holding the tripod in your hand for that.
Yeah, and they even have them that are electric so that your phone is all smooth when it's moving and stuff, you know? And I am dying for one of those.
Even though we don't vlog at all.
No, I'm just doing it for my own.
Oh, okay.
Well, mainly because I went back and tried to watch some of the videos that I did with the one that was handheld.
Yeah.
And those things are so shaky.
Oh yeah, I can't watch
stuff
like that.
It's impossible to watch anything. Like, you're like, why did I even try?
Yeah. So,
because I was curious to see how they would turn out. Awful.
Not good.
Yeah, there's a reason that never took off. He's brought him back. Those 3D cameras or those 360 cameras. Oh, so pathetic.
Is there anything worse though than trying to watch something and having everybody in front of you hold their phones up so you can't see?
Yeah.
I can imagine it would be even worse with everyone with a bunch of selfie sticks, you
up
know,
in the air.
Like,
They should make you do selfie sticks across the back. Or not selfie sticks, but cameras across the back kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, but it's kind of irritating to, like, at Hollywood Studio, I mean, California Adventure, when you're watching, like, the Frozen show,
uh-huh.
and people are holding up cameras and phones in front of you, it's very distracting and very irritating, just my opinion.
I would agree with that completely, and you would hurt people, so don't do that. But I want to take the little handheld one in there.
All right.
And this one, you and I have broke. We have.
You're going to announce that on this podcast?
It's a true story.
To hear.
Yeah. I'm
throwing you under the bus. It was Steve's fault.
We've actually quite literally been in. We could have got kicked out for this one. Number 6, no feeding the birds.
I've totally fed a bird.
See?
I took a moment to think, I have never, but I totally fed a bird.
That cute little bird over near Mary, what was that called? In New Orleans Square?
Yeah.
With the men catching beignets.
Yeah, the man catching beignets over by where they sell the mint juleps. And the little bird was so cute and it was sitting on the table. I think I did give him part of a beignet, which probably isn't good for birds now that I think about it. But in general, I don't feed the birds because I know that you're not supposed to. Like, there are people that, like, feed the ducks and things like that.
Because you know that they totally have a picture of cute little ducks waddling all over the streets right here, right?
Oh, yeah, with Donald behind him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that's what happens. Everybody's like, look, the ducks. Oh, I love ducks. Oh, the baby ducks. Oh. And I don't,
then
I'm not...
Donald shows up and nobody feeds Donald.
Yeah. How... Hey, I'll throw breadsticks at Donald if he wants to.
Disney can afford their own breadsticks. Right?
Why are you making me feed your duck? Get out here and feed your duck, Disney.
This is not no duck charity. That's not what this is.
So yeah, I fed the little tiny bird and it did not cost me tuppence a bag even. It's
definitely true. Number five, if you have, you have to let staff members into your Disney hotel room if they insist.
Huh.
And this is actually becoming very common with most hotels nationwide.
Really?
As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people have now made it mandatory, especially in like Las Vegas and stuff, that a staff member is required to go to every single room every 48 hours. So if you decided to skip service for a day or something, this is Vegas, not Disney. But if you decide to skip service for a day or something, that's fine. But on the second day, they have to show up just to make sure that, you know, nobody's passed out or different things. They need to
not
have
stockpiling weapons.
They literally have to sign off on the room every 48 hours. They say they'll let you go one day. So Disney would be the same type of a thing, that if they want access to your room, you have to let them in.
Huh.
And you sign over the right to do so. Which I say, thank you, Disney. I like knowing that you have.
For sure. Right. I mean, again, as someone who has nothing to hide except maybe my underwears that I don't want Disney seeing.
Right.
Because
they're covered in Mickeys.
I got all my Mickey underwears. You're more than welcome to look at my room as long as, you know, all my stuff is secure. That's all I care about, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the only thing that... The only reason that I ever get my hackles up about people coming through the room and doing things is that I'm like, oh, it stresses me when people move my stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'm worried that I'm missing things.
Well, especially the cheap hotels we book into, you'll never get your stuff back.
Oh, the life of a cheap hotel goer.
Right. I dare you to still stop at Disney hotels. They won't let you.
No, they're too fancy for that. So yeah, I don't mind that at all. I think the wording is interesting. I don't know where they get their wording from. But like, if a Disney employee knocks on your door and they say, can I come in? And you say no. And they say, I must insist. You have to let them in then with that wording.
Apparently.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to start trying it on people. I insist on. I'm just kidding.
Just knocking on random doors in a hotel.
Well, I don't have the fancy white name tag, so they know I'm not an employee.
That's true.
Everybody got that name tag.
Yeah.
Even Bob Iger has that name tag.
Well, he paid for it.
His is like solid gold.
Yeah, he's got a fancy name tag.
And this one also surprised me quite a bit because I thought for sure that this would not be true. But number four, you cannot bring in whistles or anything that makes noise. You're not allowed to bring anything that brings noise into a park. And I go back to, what about like Buzz Lightyear?
You guys sell a lot of junk that makes a lot of noise.
It does, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe those princess wands and stuff that do bubbles, do they not make noise?
They do. They play music.
Yeah. And our magic wand, it's a minimal amounts of noise, though.
True. I guess what they're trying to get away from is people in crowds. People like to find ways to differentiate themselves or to identify groups and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And now people do like flags and whatnot.
Not at Disney, you don't.
But well, yeah, no flags allowed. But they have like a little pennant kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know? Like a caution flag type thing. But could you imagine if there was a group that was being ushered around by people with whistles?
I just did.
I would be losing my mind.
I just imagined
to be around the whistle group.
Because we've been there in days when there's been like sporting events, and there'll be like 15 people from like football team or something. Ooh, right?
Yeah.
And they'll be like screaming, let's go Bobcats, let's go, clapping and screaming and stuff up the thing. And yeah. What about that? Can you kick them out?
You're annoying me. I'm going to get you kicked out.
They said no noise.
In that case, we just need to kick teenagers out in general because they drive me crazy in those parts.
Yeah, and they're having a good time and they're on a high school trip and stuff, so, and it only lasts for a few minutes
most of the time.
Unless they're behind you for 2 hours.
But this is a major pet peeve of mine. I'm just going to throw this out there. Be aware of the people around you. I'm all for people having fun at Disney. That's the whole point of being there. Have a good time. Be fun. Be with your friends. All about that. But also realize that you're not the only people there.
Yeah.
And there are people around you, and there are people with children, and there are people old like me who don't want to hear you screaming all the time. So, true. You know, just maybe.
I guess this is why they made Epcot, is for people like us.
Yeah. For old, grumpy people that don't want people around.
Oh, number three, I do have to say, I don't know if they're putting it on the list to be ironic or what, because we see this all the time.
Oh.
Number three, you're not allowed to say places in lines for your friends.
Oh my gosh.
People know this is a rule.
Can we actually make that a rule? Like, yeah, can they actually make that punishable? Because I would love that.
Right?
There is nothing worse than standing in line and then seeing somebody. Well, okay, two pet peeves. There's nothing worse than standing in line and having three people go, excuse me, as they work past everybody up through the line.
Right.
When you have no idea who they're headed for, you're like, you're just moving up there until you stop, basically, for all I know. And then when you're standing in line and you see you're behind like two people, and then they bring six more of their dearest and nearest friends to stand with them in line, you're like, ugh. We've all been standing here, you know.
I do purposely run into people with my sweaty back when I see them trying to cut through lines like that. Be like, I'm sorry, what? Oh, didn't hear you. Oh.
Take that.
No, I'm just kidding. But there was one time, remember that last time there was only two people and they were doing it, and we just sat there and we're like, we were saying all kinds of things about those people under our breath, you know, as they were cutting through. And we're like, they're not even going to anybody. They don't even know. And then we circled the corner, and there they were with all of their older, like the guys that they hung out with were older and stuff, right? And we're like, oh, they really were going to meet people.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, okay. It was like on Pandora.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
And we cussed them out for at least 5 minutes of that line.
Oh, just saying all sorts of Disney curses. But do you remember the time that the lady got clocked for it, trying to go through the Everest line, and the guy was not nice to her about it?
No,
She was walking up with another girl, and the guy's like, ugh, why don't you just have your party wait for you instead of passing everybody in the line. That'd be much better. Or better yet, why don't you all just get in line at the same time?
Yep.
And the lady's like, you know what I like about Disney is people at Disney are really cool about it, and they don't mind letting you do it, you know, or whatever. And
oh, I do remember her saying that, because then I got offended with her comment back to him with that. Like, we don't let you do it. All right.
Anyway, again, be aware of the people around you. If your family wants to go ride on a ride that's going to take a long time in line, wait till everybody's together, because nobody believes you when you're passing everybody.
Yeah.
And nobody likes to see you doing it.
It is literally, there's only two things that literally are too much for me, is that the cutting through lines like that.
Yeah.
Or the turning your flash on rides.
Yeah.
On dark rides. Those are the only two things that literally are just too much for me to handle.
Is that the next rule? No flashes?
No flash photography.
It literally says it at the beginning of every dark ride, and there's always somebody
so sad.
Who thinks the rules don't apply to them.
No, I do need you to explain this one to me, though. Okay. I don't think I get it. Number
two.
I'll
put my Disney ears on so I can explain.
You can't bring anything in that has wheels, even toys. Okay. So they're obviously not talking about strollers.
No.
Because they allow strollers.
They're talking about skateboards, rollerblades.
That all makes sense.
Wheelie shoes.
Yeah, the wheelie shoes when they're so popular.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not sure how many people still have wheelie shoes now.
Dang, we should totally get you some, though. That would be fun.
I can't wear them to Disney. Why would I wear them?
They would never know.
Well, they do when you fall on your butt in front of a parade and get run over by Goofy's tricycle or something.
But then I was wondering, like, what about like Hot Wheels and stuff? Because it says not even toys. So if you bring a little Hot Wheels in, is that? And they say it's unsafe.
It is. So if you think about a kid with his Hot Wheel car, what if it, I don't know, like I said, rolls into the street during a parade and he runs out to get it? Or what if it rolls somewhere that it's not supposed to be and they're crossing safety lines, or it causes a malfunction in something, you know?
Yeah. And I guess, like, obviously toy cars, most of those would be the only other thing. I don't know.
But it's the same thing, though, as they sell things there like that. They sell toy cars. They sell droids now that are like the BB-8 model that are just a ball that rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like,
they must tell you when you buy it, you're not allowed to play with this.
They have places in the park that are made for you to play with them.
Oh.
So legitimately, these rules, they may, I think what they are is they're covering their bases, saying, we reserve the right to kick you out if you're being a problem with these things. But I don't know that they're full-on blanketed rules, you know?
I guess not. Or it's a, don't bring backpacks in because we want to charge you for it, and don't bring toys in because we want to charge. No, I'm just
kidding. I mean, like, I would be irritated if there were a bunch of people, you know, skateboarding through downtown Disney or whatever. You know, I'd be like, dude, really? There are a lot of people here, and no one has time for your nonsense.
Did you ever go to Costco when they had their employees wearing rollerblades to get around there and stuff? Did you ever go there during that time period? Oh, it was crazy.
It's like working at Sonic.
But indoors. It was, like, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of fun.
That was fun.
Didn't mind it. And
Unless you're not good at it.
Right. It's going to roller skating school beforehand. Oh, it's awful. So the number one rule, you cannot bring in self-defense items of any kind. We've already talked about you're not allowed to bring in weapons.
Right.
But you obviously are not allowed to bring in pepper mace or anything like that as well.
Could you imagine some of these people with pepper mace, though?
I would have used it so many times with people trying to cut past me in line.
Or using their flash on a ride.
Pepper macing off Left Space Mountain.
Oh, that's just bad for everybody.
Oh, that would be bad. Yeah, for my own safety, they don't let me bring pepper mace in.
I wonder if they'd let you wear like a Kevlar vest or something, though.
Oh, right.
Does that count as a self-protective item?
I would imagine it does, but I don't think that they would turn you away for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they'd be able to tell when you went through like security if you were wearing a Kevlar vest. They would know, right?
You're right. If you went through the metal detector, I would imagine it would set that off. I bet there's metal in there.
Do you think they would let me wear full plate armor like from the Middle Ages? Would they let me do that?
Right. Or if you wear like the, because we saw the characters from Black Panther in there, right? And they have a lot of stuff that looks like it's kind of like that steel plated metal. And they're characters. They can do whatever they want.
Right. Obviously. Disney owns them. They can do whatever
they know want. That's just plastic. No, it's not real. But no self-defense items. So leave your pepper mace at home.
Oh. And your taser and your...
tasers and stuff.
Oh, man. I can't imagine people in these crowds armed. It would be terrifying.
This is one of the things that we love the most about Disney now, is that it's almost like a safety bubble in a lot of ways, until it's not anymore. But for now...
For now, it's been a safety bubble.
Uh-huh. They've worked really, really hard to keep it that way.
Yeah.
So thank you, Disney. Again, tasers needed.
Right. I would say some of these rules are more common sense. I wouldn't say that any of them are shocking, insane rules that'll blow your mind, you know, type of things.
Number 7 didn't get you?
It didn't blow my mind. I don't even remember number 7 right now. But in general, these are just rules to keep the parks running smooth, make sure everyone's having a good time, and making sure everybody's safe. Pretty standard stuff, in my opinion. Yeah. But if you know of any other insane rules that Disney makes us all agree to... Be sure to let us know, because these weren't too insane for me.
And again, if you've ever been kicked out for these reasons, we want to know that too.
Oh, yeah. But it's like I always say, Disney got too many rules for one podcast. They need two.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-fingered point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.